This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bowen, producer Hope, and we're just talking about on TikTok, saw a trend over in Spain at the grocery stores. They're having date nights, and in the date night, if you have an upside-down pineapple in your cart, that means you're single. And so people see who's single, and you can ask them out, and you see what other things they have in their grocery cart, and maybe you are a good match for love. And I said, when things happen in other countries, they usually come here to the States. But we actually did something similar to that way back in the day right here in our local Wegmans. They had singles night back in 1986.
It was a registration table for singles night at Wegmans. And I'll tell you what, this place is packed. Well, you got to figure it was before dating apps. And I don't know if everybody remembers, like, you could take out a personal ad. Be like, single, white, female, you know, seeking.
Like in the newspaper?
Yes.
Wait a second. It is Confession Thursday. Did you do something?
No, I didn't. Oh, okay. That was a little bit. No, my time was they were making scary movies called Single, White, Female.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that movie.
Yeah. And then, so we were, by the time I was dating age, I was already discouraged from putting it out there in a newspaper that I was single. Yeah, so I mean, they were like, we had a better turnout than when we have the triple coupon sale on paper towels. Well, and I mean, just the hordes of singles piled into this Wegmans grocery store is amazing to watch this footage. And the there's like, yeah, we're playing Twister in the aisles. We got food. They had aerobics. I don't know why, but there's aerobics there. You know, if you have a, maybe that's how, like, the infit people, the fit people found each other, right? The people who were, you know, oh, I love to work out, too.
I mean, it's very affirming in the video. They're saying that, like, they all hate the bar scene and they're, like, looking for something. So it's nice to know that, like, this struggle is something that has happened for decades and decades. It's not just me in my 20s.
Little flashback to back to 1986. We did it already in the grocery store. So Spain's just catching up. They're not starting a trend. The trend was actually started here. By the way, did you ever meet your significant other, your partner, your soulmate, when the shopping cart's just, boom, hitting the aisle by accident?
Well, they say, you know, or met them anywhere that was more of like a quote-unquote normal atmosphere, right?
Instead of the happy hour.
Instead of like, the dim lights and the drinks and the, you know, like just a normal atmosphere. Like met them, I don't know, while you were getting your tire changed or
getting your car washed. You just bump into people, start talking. There you go.
Yeah.
Let us know. Do you have that love story you met at a regular place? On a Confession Thursday, there's better places to meet your partner, your soulmate. Erica checked in. She said we were walking out of the grocery store. Our shopping carts kind of clicked. We looked at each other. It was love at first sight. The eye contact. He's like, you want to go have a coffee? She goes, I just got some fresh produce here. Let's go have a picnic. Been married 9 years. What a love story. The grocery store. That's where you met.
This texter said, my husband and I were neighbors. It was COVID and everyone was home on lockdown. I saw a nice looking man running down the street, realized that we were neighbors, dropped off an egg carton with her phone number on it. She had chickens, and 2 years later, got married.
Wow.
Oh.
The running part's funny to me. I'm sorry I giggled know. Because I'm like, are you being chased? Are you jogging? What do you mean running? But
I've got chickens.
Yes.
This texter saying, yeah, the whole grocery store thing was way better than a bar. You can see what they're buying. If he's into energy bars, maybe he's not for you. They also say bookstores are a great place to meet people. That's great. And also they're mentioning, I do remember the personals. I did it and met many nice professional guys.
Yeah, that's... I don't. Do they even do that anymore? The personals?
Think
but
so.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think it's called, I don't know.
Misconnections on Craigslist.
Yeah. Yes, I think it's called Craigslist now.
Because I admit, when I was younger, I saw some of those personals, and you would just read it.
Oh, yeah. It was so amusing.
And I'd sit there and go, wow, they're way better than me. I was young and dumb. I didn't know any better.
This texter said, I had to renew my CPR and first aid for work, and he was my CPR instructor.
Aww.
This one, good morning, started talking to my wife on the CB radio.
CB?
Breaker 19, Woodchuck to Gray Squirrel. Nice. Then one day my car wouldn't start after washing it at the car wash. She came down with some friends to help me, and it was all good from there.
Because of the connection on the CB.
Over and out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.